I went to visit my friend Sarah and her husband. There was a party, and she was having a lot of guests. Soon, it was bedtime. "Sorry, Abraham, I don't have a room for you, but you can sleep on the couch," said Sarah. I was so tired, so I slept like a little baby, and when I woke up, there was nobody in the house. "Where did everyone go?" I asked myself. Could have I been dreaming? So anyways, alone or not alone, it's all the same. All I could really think of at that moment is the fact that I haven't eaten a thing for 3 days straight. Without much thinking, I found myself stepping into their kitchen and shuffling through the pans and pots hoping to find anything edible. Ding dong! Rang the doorbell. As I walked towards the door to open it, I noticed something very strange. Someone was sleeping on the floor behind the couch. I wonder who that is, but let me get the door first. You probably remember that I slept in Sarah's place last night and woke up to an empty house. I first assumed that Sarah and her husband were still sleeping, but then I saw the door to their bedroom was wide open, and it was clear that nobody was inside. How rude of them to leave the house while a guest is asleep, I thought to myself. Couldn't they have left a note? I wondered. I opened the door with a smile on my face, thinking that Sarah and her husband, Tom, have returned. I was wrong, though. It was the mailman. He handed me a package and I signed for it. I'm a good guy. I don't open packages that don't belong to me. I shut the door, put the package on the coffee table, and went to see who's sleeping on the floor behind the sofa. The man was sleeping face down and I couldn't see who he is. "Hey, dude, what are you doing behind the sofa?" I asked. "That ain't no place to sleep. Come on, man, get up," I shouted as I was turning him over. "My God, Tom, what happened to your face? Who did that to you? And where's Sarah?"
Sarah, please help her,"
said Tom with a very exhausted voice. Before I could even ask what was going on, a phone started to ring. The sound was coming from the package that I put on the coffee table.
"Hurry, answer the phone," said Tom.
I ripped the package open and picked up the phone. "Hello, who's this?" I yelled. A deep voice on the other end of the line said,
"You don't need to worry about who I am. If you want Sarah to stay alive, do as I say."
"What is it that you want?" I asked.
"Well, what do I want?" "You're kidding, right? I always knew you as a funny guy, Tom," said the voice.
"But I'm not Tom. I'm Sarah's friend." I don't know why I said that.
"All right then, Mr. Good Friend. Tell Tom he'll get his wife back when he returns what he stole from me," he said, and quickly hung up.